final pasuk of Reviv, Yatem Peru Revu, Shir Tuva Aretz Revu Va. Targum, V'atan Pushu Isago, Is Yaladu Be'ara, Shirtsu Is Yaladu Isaguba. The Ramban points out the Targum will vacillate between two different interpretations of Shirtsu depending on the context. Either it means tenua, movement, or is yaladu. And he thinks that etymologically those are related. Rashi always says shirtsu is milashon namuch, things that are shratzim, that are crawling on the ground. The Ramban thinks that's incorrect. But be that as it may, Rashi here famously comments, how does this comport and relate and interface with puruvu meluas haretz v'chib shua, pre-demabels? He says that's a bracha and this is the mitzvah. And then he says, lefi medrasho, this is the previous pasuk, Shofech Dam Ha'adam Ba'adam Damo Yishafech Ki B'Tzelem Elokim Asas Adam. So this is a reference to the Gemara Masechta Yevamos, that a person who is not Osek B'Piriyah V'Rivya is Ki'ilu Shofech Dam. And we saw even Mimma'it B'Dmus Ki B'Tzelem Elokim Asas Adam is in that pasuk as well. The Radak explains, I think, very beautifully about Tem Peru Revu along the same lengths. Far Omar Ba'yom Lam Peru Revu Elo'am Acharei Sheminam b'shvichas dam shu'chorban olam azeh, he's here on Piriyah V'Rivya le'yishuv ha'olam. So the Radak already touches on one of the two dinim of Piriyah V'Rivya that we've developed in recent shiurim, that lo sohu v'ra la sheves yitzara. But again, the Ramban here broke ground. The Ramban, of course, cites Rashi, bracha versus mitzvah, and then he says v'amar shirtzu v'aretz revuva. Yichbo ha-mitzvah l'chizuk, lomar, she'is askuba b'chol yicholas. That there are some mitzvahs where, let's say, ha-mivazvez al-yivazvez yosir mechomesh, that there are outer boundaries in the mitzvah. Ones rachmana patre, v'salamta mehem, pamim shatam is'alim him. Piriyah V'Rivya, the Ramban thinks, is a din pratiya, that there's a special halacha in Piriyah V'Rivya, that b'chol yicholas, a person has to extend themselves well beyond what would normally be required for mitzvah saseh, probably because, again, it is linked to these issues of the lo saseh of shvichos damim. So this is an incredibly important area of halachic development right now, whether it's IUI, whether it's IVF, and how a posek has to weigh this Ramban, b'chol yicholas. In other words, whatever opportunities a person has, this is something that all Rabbanim are very, very involved in Bizman Hazeh. It's not always so easy, but we talked about the idea of Asakta B'Piriyah V'Rivya in terms of making efforts. I personally like to connect this to that Ramban. Oh, then the Ramban says, Sheyetzavim B'Yishuv Kol Ha'aretz. The reason that it says Shirtu V'Aretz Revuva is that there's a din that we have to settle the entire world. So that's the Ramban L'Shitaso, going back to Puru Revu M'Luas Ha'aretz V'Chib Shua. The Ramban says there, the din of Yishuv Ha'aretz is that it's not like grudging, you know, v'aretz nasam livnei Adam, that Hashem said, okay, I'll leave you this. No, that's a mechayev, that we're supposed to cultivate the world. And the Ramban talks there about all kinds of industrial development, that we have to cultivate all areas of technology. The Rambam, obviously, Chachma and Yeshuva Shalom being the two areas of focus. For the Ramban, it's very fascinating, because Tzelem Elokim for the Ramban, Rashi, we talked about last week of Dei Avidibor, we talked about Ruach Mala for Unkos, we talked about for the Rambam cognition. For the Ramban, Tzelem Elokim, he says the word Tzelem has to do with Toar and Demus, and he says Tzelem Elokim express itself in terms of Kishron Hamasa, Bechachma, Betuna, Vadas. It seems like he's describing Betzalel, that creative energy. So this is all part of, for the Ramban, how we express our Tzelem Elokim is through Yishuv Kol Ha'olam. Now that's also the Ramban L'Shitasa. The Ramban is so integrated, it's remarkable. This is why the Rav and Rav Chitzin, Rav Rozek, they all spent, reviewed the Rambans throughout their lives. You don't just like learn all the Rambans, but you have to develop an appreciation for the coherence of the Ramban. So that's what the Ramban thinks went wrong in Migdal Babel. That they wanted to concentrate in one place. No, Hashem's vision for the world was Shir Tzuva Aretzu Revuva. It's Yishuv Kol Ha'olam, Melu'es Ha'aretz V'Chishua. Don't just settle Bavel, you have to go everywhere. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought that about. In his own way, Hashem was Mevalel Svasam, and he was able to get that same result. So human beings are supposed to cultivate the entirety of the world. Now we get to the fourth Ramban l'shita. So now Klal Yisrael, of course, this is the Ramban's idea, has a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. How does the Ramban define that mitzvah? So if you look in the Ramban at the end of Sefer Bamidbar, if you look in the Ramban in the Hasagos to the Sefer HaMitzvah, the mitzvah Shechachas HaS in Dalad, the Ramban says the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is to develop the entire land, every inch of it. That doesn't mean that if there are other considerations like Pikuach Nefesh the Rabban, but the mitzvah is defined as Yishuv Kol HaAretz. So a person should cultivate it up. Person wants to move to Eretz Yisrael because of the Ramban. They shouldn't move to Yerushalayim, arguably. They shouldn't move to Ra'anana. They should move and develop a place that's not settled. That's the kiyum, is liyashavis kol ha'aretz. So what does the Ramban say? That at the level of Bnei Noach, the same thing is true, that they were supposed to cultivate and advance all of the world. Now, again, it doesn't mean you chop down the Amazon rainforest. That would be very counterproductive in terms of Yishuv Kol HaOlam Kulo. But again, this Ramban is perfectly integrated. So again, to review the three most important points, again, the emphasis of Bechol Yecholos, that is a halachic statement, number one. Number two, the idea of Yishuv Kol HaOlam Kulo, that we're supposed to Pruvu Melu Esar Tevichib Shua, so it's not just Brachol HaMitzvah, but that they inform each other. We're supposed to get everywhere. And then, of course, third and finally, yes, for Klal Yisrael, we are part of that on some level, right, of developing and cultivating the world, because we too, of course, have Tzelem Elokim. But that probably expresses itself in terms of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Shelo Nazvenu Lishmama, Lo Nazvenu La'achad Min Umos, that we're supposed to cultivate that piece of the Olam. Okay, we'll hold it up there.